Every time there's a major storm, raw sewage pours into the Anacostia and Potomac rivers. That's just the way D.C.'s sewer system was developed before 1900. To deal with the problem, D.C. Water is building a series of tunnels with dams inside them to keep what's flowing through the sewers from ending up in the Anacostia and Potomac. But there's a potentially bigger problem for the area's main source of drinking water.
We only have about 24 to 48 hours of water supply available should the Potomac River become unavailable to us.
Tom Jacobus of the Washington Aqueduct. The Potomac is the only water source for D.C., Arlington, and Falls Church, and the main source for WSSC and Fairfax water customers. That means if there were a major spill in the Potomac that forced plants to shut their water intakes, there's only enough stored water for 1 or 2 days. And none of the water companies could help each other.
The current situation is that there is no interconnection among the 6 large water treatment plants in this area.
The threat from accidental spills has been there for years.
If a rail car overturned, dumped product into the river, for instance, at Harper's Ferry, and that came down the river, there are pipelines under the river. If one of those oil pipelines were to be damaged, and before it could be shut off, it could put a significant amount of oil into the river.
Now add the risk of someone targeting the Potomac River.
The water utility. Utilities have worked very diligently to look at vulnerability assessments. However, there certainly is the feasibility that you could be denied through some terrorist activity your treatment facilities or the river.
Jacobus says the local water utilities are looking into the possibility of a shared reservoir that could provide water if the Potomac River were unavailable as a water source for several days. On the Potomac, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.